So very cool. That's a new one from Ryan Adams. Very talented songwriter. Give Me Something Good is that song on listener-supported KX93.5. The new Ryan Adams record is coming out in September. Another friend of ours coming out with their debut record, really, in September is Catherine Dean, and she's sitting here in the studio just across from me now. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
So good. Last time I saw you was with a full band at the Belly Up Tavern down
Sunset
south.
Sessions.
Yeah, in Solana Beach, and that was a tremendous performance. And
thank you. It was a tremendous event, and had a really great interviewer that day.
Yeah. Which radio station was that?
I'm trying to think. Was it? Oh, it was 93.5.
It was one of the more memorable
Obviously.
Interviews. It was
clearly
the definitive Catherine Dean interview.
Exactly.
Yeah, kind of like me doing the Barbara Walters thing.
Exactly. I cried. Right. Mascara flowing down my face.
It was very emotional.
It was touching, really.
Catherine Dean, you are a Southern California person through and through. Mm-hmm. Originally from where? San Diego.
Yep, San Diego, just east of Solana Beach.
And it's North County then.
Yeah.
And you pretty much cut your chops as a songwriter and performer, you know, in San Diego, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I did a bunch of those little open mic nights all over the place, but like you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Now it's all kind of coming together, and I'm up in LA and driving back and forth all the time.
Is that some advice you would give to someone who's just kind of starting out, just to find those open mics and grind it out and just perform?
Yeah, I think I remember the first time that I performed an open mic night with one of my originals. I was super nervous, and it was rough. But I remember after doing that, I felt so much more free, and it kind of opened me up as a songwriter as well, just to kind of see how people play off of the things you say and the way you sing things and
right.
all that good stuff.
Right. I think one of my quotes for you was you're basically getting a crash course in the music industry, and you are so super young, so far so good, you know?
Yeah.
Right? And who did you bring with yourself today, Catherine Dean?
Well, I have the fabulous Elliot Schwartzman on guitar / background vocals.
Fabulous and welcome.
Yes, thank you.
What do you think of our studios here in Laguna Beach?
Dude, good location.
Nice, right?
Yeah. I got my surfboard, so after this.
It's right. in the car, I saw it.
Hopefully after our little studio time, you could chill and do some beach stuff here.
Yes.
Yeah, the bands who come through and they're like landlocked and you know, they're on tour and they're from like Knoxville or something, they can't get enough of this place. They just want to hang out right here on Pearl Beach all afternoon long, you know?
It's great.
Why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they? Catherine Dean, people could find you on the internet all over the place. How can they tweet at you?
So my Twitter handle is Real Catherine Dean, and it's spelled the right way, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. So, and then...
It's the right way.
Yeah,
right?
It is. It's the princess way.
So this this new EP, is it going to tentatively scheduled to come out in September, or we have a date officially?
We have official drop date, September 8th, and it's going to be a self-titled EP. So I'm really excited about it.
All of these songs are going to be Catherine Dean originals?
Oh, yeah. All of them. Yep. There's one or two that I co-wrote with my manager / mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave Robin
who's Wechner. That? There, and he's actually sitting in the room
he's
right
the
now. We don't
in
have a
corner.
Microphone on him, so he's not allowed to talk or anything like that, but he is sitting here now. How is it collaborating with another artist? Because I feel like songwriting could be so personal sometimes. Is it tough?
Well, I think I know for the songs where it's specifically inspired by something that happened in my life, I tend to do those ones more on my own, but the ones where it's kind of, you know, something inspired me or someone else did, and then it kind of takes on a life of its own and kind of runs with my imagination. Those ones are really nice to do, with another person. And then also having someone kind of like comb over the lyrics because, you know, it's like when you make, it's like if you're, you know, telling a joke to yourself and you're like, oh, that's so funny. I get exactly where you're coming from with that one. But when it's someone else, you're sometimes like, is that even a real word? Like, people don't say that. And
sure, and I guess that's where, like, a real producer might come into the process of making a record, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just adding fun little bits and pieces to the arrangement and just the song in general.
Tweaking things on the fly or whatever.
Exactly.
So how many songs are we sitting on now ready to be unleashed?
Yes, the album or the EP is going to have 5 tracks.
Cool.
And there's always Catherine Dean songs brewing / in the back room ready to go. So.
Good. Right?
Yeah.
So you can just bust them out in the studio and looking forward to the next release. And,
yeah, exactly.
Well, we have to talk about shows because you do have a few shows planned and all of that stuff. But we're getting a super stripped down version of what you might normally do with a full band live in our Pearl Street studios today. Would you mind playing a song for us and then we'll talk about more things?
Oh my God, if you insist.
By the way, I love that you don't mind at all coming in and doing the acoustic thing. You know, you don't need any vocal effects or anything like that. And very low maintenance as an artist. And we could appreciate that here.
I'll get working on my high maintenance diva personality.
No, you could do that too.
Okay.
All right.
Just add everything.
So what did you guys want to play first?
We're going to play For Us, We Do Anything.
Cool.
One seven, yeah.
Again, this is Catherine Dean live in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5 whenever you guys are ready.
Cool.
So good, and that just happened right here, right in front of my face. That's Catherine Dean live in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5 playing a song that's up, going to be on your upcoming release, which is
September 8th.
September 8th.
Yeah.
What are the differences from, I mean, with that song, the differences of, I guess, the one that you just performed compared to the one on the record, if any?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's guy vocals, obviously, by this fine guitar player / singer. Uh-huh. But that was a weird way to say that, sorry. Anywho, because usually I do all my own harmonies, and sometimes I get kind of like guy low, and so you're like, is that a man? It's like, oh, no, that's just Katie. But other than that, we try and keep the performances pretty close to the record just so it has that kind of authentic
feel. Sure, but there is some production involved, you know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. There's, more of me and a bunch of harmonies, and you know, there's obviously like piano and other instruments in there. But
now, are you a multi-instrumentalist? I know we touched on this in our first interview, but is it primarily the guitar for you, or the piano?
I mean, I don't know how much I would consider myself an instrumentalist, but I can play enough guitar, piano, and ukulele to write my songs. So
cool.
Yeah.
I kind of got the feel almost like a 1970s troubadour throwback vibe from you performing that right in front of my face here.
It was all for you.
Thank you so much.
Know that.
Again, this is Catherine Dean here on KX93.5. I always like asking in a roundabout way to artists like what their influences are and stuff. So I normally ask them like what might be your favorite records or something, but like straight up.
It's like choosing a favorite child.
Yeah,
I feel like that's not fair.
Yeah, I know. But it is a good question.
I'm my parents' favorite child, so it's whatever.
What music was around you growing up and stuff?
Okay, so I mean, there's kind of two sides to my music, I would say. So you have kind of the more power ballad side, like For Us We Do Anything, the one I just played. And so for that, obviously, Adele is my homegirl. And then there's also kind of the other more pop rock side, and I love Maroon 5, especially the whole, like, the... was it Saving Jane or something, that album. Uh-huh. And I actually sing Sunday Morning as part of my set. But and then for harmonies, I'm a huge fan of Crosby, Stills, Nash, plus or minus Young, depending on the song. But and I could totally have harmonies the entire way through the song. But
yeah. Would you consider yourself a student in that regard, where you want to learn more about these artists who have come before you?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a lot, you know, a new artist can learn by looking at kind of what's worked in the past. And mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I feel like a lot of the new stuff now, it's like just old stuff from like a couple decades ago that's finally like back through, and it's like, oh, this great new sound. And you're like, what?
You're right. Right. And there are some shows to talk about. There's a show tomorrow at House of Blues. Amazing.
Yeah, Voodoo Lounge, 9:00. Be there.
Is that a rad stage to perform at?
It's actually been my first time there, but
cool.
I've obviously heard many great things about House of Blues, and I've been a couple shows there before, so.
Nice. And I imagine some of the upcoming shows are posted online.
Yep, on my website, which is CatherineDeanOfficial.com.
So is that what's up? You're just going to play these shows up in Southern California, and then the record's going to drop in September, and
yep.
And then what? You're going to go on an all-out promotional thing?
Yep, and then I'm going to come back here, and we're going to talk about it, and we're
sure.
Like, oh my God, that was so cool what you did last year.
We could get you a gig down the street, and you could perform for some of our listeners down the road, you
perfect.
Know? That would be perfect.
I'm free that day.
Yeah.
Don't
okay.
Worry.
It's the last Thursday of the month in several months from now, but we'll figure
Let's
it out.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Catherine Dean live in our Pearl Street studios. I imagine you want to perform another song on your upcoming release, right?
I mean, always. But
yeah. What'd you guys want to play next?
So this is called You Wish She Was Me.
Can you give us a storyteller's type of moment again with this song? Or
I can, of course. What?
Or is it just
oh, no, yes.
too personal?
Oh, no. Nothing's too personal. so this song was written, or I wrote this one when some guy that I liked got a new girlfriend. And I think to myself, I was like, is she prettier than me? Is she smarter than me? Funnier than me? And I was like, oh, obviously she's not funnier than me. I'm a party. I'm hilarious. Like, crack myself up. And then the song was kind of born, so.
Cool. This is Catherine Dean on KX93.5. Again, whenever you're ready.
Why can't you see? Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. I bet she's a tease, never says what she means. Keeps you banging tea on your knees. And does it go south when she opens her mouth? The lights are on, but it's an empty house. Who's that girl? Yeah, who is she? Is she out of your fantasies? Can she make you smile and forget for a while about everything you promised you would be? Do you wish she was me? You wish she was me? Do you wish she was me? You wish she was me? Does she go with the flow? Does she boost your ego? She's one of those people who can never say no. I bet she puts out and is never too loud. Can make decisions without a doubt. Who's that girl? Yeah, who is she? Is she out of your fantasies? Can she make you smile and forget for a while about everything you promised you would be? Do you wish she was me? You wish she was me? She was me, you wish she was me. And can she write a song that makes you sing along? Pulls you in till you feel like you belong. You wish she was me. Who's that girl? Who's that girl? You wish she was me. You wish she was. And is she prettier, funnier, smarter, even better than me? Do you wish she was me? And is she prettier, funnier, smarter, even better than me? That couldn't be. That couldn't be.
Do you wish she was me?
You wish she was me. You wish she was me. And why can't you see she's no me?
Awesome. Awesome, awesome stuff. That's live in our studio. That's Catherine Dean on KX93.5. We are Laguna's only FM.
The best.
And the best FM, right? Taking a chance on a record.
Yeah.
Putting artists on the beach and having them perform. We haven't done that yet, but we should, huh?
Yeah.
We should. Yeah.
You should say you're the number one FM station.
In all of the land.
In everywhere, ever, of all time.
We're getting there. You know, we're not exactly the tastemakers, but we're doing a little bit something different here. And just being earshot from LA helps us out.
Are stealing your taste. It's being like, oh, we found it.
Man, that's a truism. God bless you for saying that, Catherine Dean. Yeah, we need some new blood here in Laguna Beach, too, to perform, at some of these venues that we have. So hopefully we could get that going pretty soon. And so far, it's been pretty good. You have a great group of people working for you.
Yep, the Catherine Dean Dream Team, as I call them.
The Dream Team, yeah.
KDDT.
And that is really good stuff. I saw a show last night. Are you familiar with the, it's a big Laguna Beach thing. It basically put them on the map. I think they've been doing it since, like, the 1930s. The Pageant of the Masters. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, actually, my manager, who's in the corner, he and I were actually talking about that on the way down here, and he was pointing out all the different places, and it looks really cool.
Yeah, well, they do support their arts here. There's art galleries up and down the street, you know, and live music a lot of the times, but I guess it's an annual thing, and it's this live art where people go up and they pose in these, you know.
Oh my God, that stuff is so okay. I've always wanted to see that.
Yeah, it's crazy. So that was my first time actually seeing that thing. And I feel like I learned a lot about art. Now I want to go see the original pieces one day. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't know how. It'd be really funny to try, like, just to be one of those people and then, like, scare someone.
You know?
They think that you're actually a statue and then you're like, oh, nope.
It's pretty weird.
Scare the crap
freaky
out of them.
But
yeah.
Next time, if you ever go, you should bring your own butt cushion and binoculars.
It's a very specific list of things to bring.
Correct. Okay. That's what everybody said to do. Again, this is Catherine Dean on KX93.5. Tomorrow at House Blues, a couple of shows, too, down the road. Do you remember where?
Yeah, so tomorrow's, Voodoo Lounge, House of Blues. Friday is Molly Malone's at 8:30. It's actually where I did my first residency there. So
cool.
It's nice to, like, coming back home.
What sort of venue is that like?
So it's like this kind of, I would say, like, a medium-sized room. And it's right next to, it's like attached to a bar. It has a full stage and
nice.
A lot of space. The food's really good.
Good.
And then also, this next Wednesday at 8 at Genghis Cohen, which has amazing Chinese food. So
okay, cool.
All my family and friends just will go, and then like my refrigerator is stocked with a bunch of like Genghis Cohen leftovers. So
that sounds amazing.
It is.
Again, tour dates are on your website and all of that. Anything else to touch on before we kind of wrap it up and let you guys go do your beach thing?
Keep listening to this fabulous radio station.
Thank you for your support.
You're welcome. Yeah, and come out and see me anywhere that I am. And all my stuff is at KatherineDeanOfficial.com or on Twitter at RealKatherineDean. So
cool. We'll tweet at you when this audio ends up online. We'll tweet at you, and hopefully you can share with all your listeners and fans.
For sure.
Again, thanks for supporting independent radio. And when the record comes out, we want to be the first ones to get it.
Okay.
All right.
Deal.
All right. KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM.
KX 93.5.